Hello and welcome to The Connection, a new podcast from Connect Global. I'm Javier Mendoza. We are excited to be using this platform to be more connected to you. The Connection can be broken down into three sections: the Founders Corner, an ongoing conversation between the co-founders of Connect Global; Global Neighborhood, a mix of interviews from around the world, including some of our friends and partners; and Life Talks, a place to hear the most recent talks we've given on the gospel, missions, and our place in the Great Commission. Our sincere hope is that you would favorite, bookmark, or subscribe to our podcast, and for you to come back often for all the interviews, conversations, and to join the discussion. Let's get to it. Welcome to another edition of Life Talks with The Connection by Connect Global.
I want to start off by sharing a scripture that's foundational in our ministry.
Yo quiero comenzar esta noche con una escritura en la palabra de Dios que es un pilar de la fundación de nuestro ministerio.
I think that you may be familiar with the scripture.
Yo pienso que ustedes también están familiarizados con esa escritura.
It's from the book of Galatians.
Es en el libro de Gálatas.
5:1.
Capítulo 5, verso 1.
I'm going to read it for you.
Lo voy a leer para ustedes.
It says, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Go ahead, stand firm and do not let yourselves be burdened once again with the yoke of slavery."
Okay, voy a leer yo ahora. En Gálatas. Dice, de Gálatas 5:1 dice: "Estad pues firmes en la libertad con que Cristo nos hizo libres, y no estéis otra vez sujetos al yugo de esclavitud."
Let's pray, okay?
Vamos a orar.
Lord, we just come before you.
Señor, venimos ante ti, Señor.
We know that your heart is for us.
Sabemos que tu corazón es para nosotros.
From the moment that God, you sent your son to die for us.
Desde el momento en que el Señor mandó a su hijo a morir por nosotros.
To set us free from sin and slavery.
Para liberarnos del pecado, de la esclavitud del pecado.
We know that you have given us hope.
Yo sé que él vino a darnos esperanza.
We know that you've given us a future.
Nos ha dado futuro.
And that we no longer have to be bound to slavery.
Y nosotros no vamos a regresar a la esclavitud.
That we understand that our finish can be far different than where we started.
Que nuestro final va a ser mejor de nuestro comienzo.
And we pray right now that your word would seep into our hearts.
Y también oramos para que busquemos y encontremos nuestro corazón.
And we pray that from this point on,
y oramos para que desde ese momento,
we would never be the same.
Nunca más vamos a volver a ser los mismos.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to tell you a story.
Quiero contarle una historia
of a young man.
De un hombre joven
who grew up in Texas,
que creció en Texas,
and very poor,
muy pobre,
didn't have very much money at all.
Él no tenía mucho dinero para nada.
Barely had enough money to get new shoes. Never had any money to get new shoes.
No, nunca tenía la oportunidad de tener nuevos zapatos.
His parents worked a little bit in the city.
Su papá trabajaba un poco.
But you know where most of the money went to?
Pero sabían a dónde iba la mayoría del dinero.
It went to drinking.
Él le gustaba beber.
His father would go to work.
El padre iba a ver.
He'd get a little bit of money.
Conseguía un poco de dinero.
He'd come home.
Venía a la casa.
On his way home,
en el camino a casa,
he'd stop by and make sure that he spent his paycheck on alcohol.
Y él, en el camino a casa, venía y compraba con su dinero, compraba alcohol.
Sometimes even by the time he would come home,
y algunas veces que cuando él venía a casa,
he'd already be drunk.
Ya venía borracho.
He'd come in and expect that his wife would have a meal on the table.
Y él venía borracho esperando que su esposa tuviera ya su alimento.
It didn't matter what time he came home.
No importaba a qué hora venía en la casa.
He was drinking.
Él estaba bebiendo.
But when he came home, he wanted to make sure that there was food on the table.
Pero cuando él llegaba a casa, quería estar seguro que había comida en su mesa.
And if he would look at the table and the food was not there,
pero si él venía a la casa y la comida no estaba ahí,
or if the food was already cold,
o si la comida ya estaba fría,
now there was a fight.
Entonces comenzaba la pelea.
He would come in hot.
Él se ponía
muy, very angry.
Muy enojado.
The anger came from somewhere, but we don't know where.
La enojura venía de algún lugar, pero no sabemos de dónde.
And the anger would get taken out on his wife.
Y entonces ese enojo explotaba en su esposa.
Even though she was working all day long,
aun cuando ella estaba trabajando todo el día,
even though she had made the meal that he knew that he would be expecting,
y aún así cuando ella trabajaba el día y cocinaba esa comida,
even though she was taking care of his children,
aun cuando ella estaba tomando cuidado de sus hijos,
if something was a little bit wrong for him,
siempre había algo que él encontraba malo en ella.
There would be a fight.
Entonces se empezaba la pelea.
There would be danger for her.
Era un peligro para ella.
Because sin had taken over their life.
Porque el pecado había tomado sus vidas.
His wife would go to church.
Su esposa iba a la iglesia.
Would be praying for them.
Oraba por él.
Praying for her husband.
Oraba por sus hijos, por su esposo.
Praying for her children.
Oraba por sus niños.
But it didn't matter.
Pero no importaba.
It seemed to not make a difference.
Se parecía que no había diferencia.
Still, he would come home from work.
Él seguía viniendo a casa.
He'd be drinking again.
Tomado.
And again, he would want to fight.
Y otra vez a buscar pelear.
He would take the plate off the table and throw it in the ground.
Y él tomaba el plato a veces de la mesa y lo tiraba a la tierra.
Has anybody ever heard of anybody doing something like that?
¿Alguien ha escuchado acerca de eso o ha vivido algo parecido aquí en este lugar?
Anybody?
¿Alguien?
Nobody? Just me.
No. No, nadie más, solo yo.
So, I want to tell you a story about a son,
y yo quiero contarle la historia acerca de un hijo,
who grew up seeing his father beat his mother.
De un hijo que creció viendo a su padre golpear a su madre.
A son who would see his father fight with his mother over food.
Yo, la historia de un niño que creció viendo a su padre peleando con su esposa por la comida.
The son grew up not knowing if that was the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do.
Este niño creció no sabiendo si esto era lo correcto o incorrecto para hacer.
Violence was the language spoken in his home.
La violencia era el lenguaje que se hablaba en ese hogar.
Violence was the language that was spoken on the street that he grew up on.
Violencia era el lenguaje que se miraba en las calles donde creció.
It didn't matter if he wanted to make the right decisions.
No importaba si él quería hacer una decisión correcta.
It seemed as though even if he tried to make the right decision, something bad would happen.
Parecía como que si siempre que él tomaba una decisión correcta, había algo que la volvía mal.
He became good at sports.
Él empezó a ser buen deportista.
He was pretty good looking.
Él era muy guapo.
And yet, some decisions that he wanted to make never worked out.
Y algunas de las decisiones que él quiso hacer nunca funcionaron.
It seemed easier to decide to go the same route that his father had taken.
Él parecía que estaba como decidido a que tenía que hacer lo que hacía su padre.
So instead of playing basketball,
entonces cuando empezó a jugar basketball,
he started drinking just like his father.
Él comenzó a beber igual que su padre.
He would drink all the time.
Él bebía todo el tiempo.
Drinking led to doing drugs.
Bebiendo y dejando a veces de usar drogas.
Eventually, he lost control of all the decisions that he made.
Y entonces eventualmente perdió el control de sus decisiones.
Because to him, what he had learned,
porque en él lo que había aprendido,
was that you drink,
es beber,
you do drugs,
usar drogas,
you abuse women,
abusar de la mujer,
and this is what life looks like.
Y eso es lo que parece que era la vida.
So he started doing that every day.
Y él comenzó a hacer eso cada día.
As he grew up 16, 17, 19 years old.
Y él que empezó a crecer de 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 años.
The only decision that he would make was to continue doing drugs and continue drinking.
La única decisión que había tomado era continuar en el alcohol y en las drogas.
Eventually, that life would lead to prison.
Eventualmente, este era una prisión.
Those decisions don't lead to life, they lead to death.
Esas decisiones no lo llevan a vida, lo llevan a muerte.
They lead to destruction.
Ellos lo llevan a la destrucción.
They lead to slavery.
Lo llevan a la esclavitud.
Where we don't have control over our decisions.
Pero no tenemos control sobre las decisiones.
In the Texas penitentiary, in the Texas prison system,
él estuvo preso en la prisión de Texas.
They don't let you make many decisions when you're an inmate.
Pero no hay muchas decisiones que tomar cuando estás preso.
They take the buttons and the zippers off your pants.
Ellos toman tus botones del pantalón.
There's no buttons on your shirt.
No hay botones en tu camisa.
Everybody wears the same white clothes.
Todos usan la misma ropa sin botones ni sin prendas.
Because when they look at you,
porque cuando ellos te miran a ti,
all they see is an inmate.
Ellos lo único que miran es un reo.
All they see is a prisoner.
Es lo que mira es un prisionero.
And so the decisions that this person made,
la decisión que este varón tomó,
because he had seen violence all of his life,
porque él solo miró violencia todo el tiempo,
when those decisions led him to prison,
y cuando esas decisiones lo llevaron a prisión,
he felt like he never had a choice.
Él sintió como que nunca había tenido una oportunidad.
But he did have a choice.
Pero él tenía una.
He could choose a different life.
Él podía escoger cambiar su vida.
He began to make those decisions.
Y volver a hacer las decisiones.
He met a good woman.
Y conoció a una buena mujer.
How many of you are glad for good women?
¿Quiénes están contentos de conocer una buena mujer, una buena esposa?
Thank God I have a very good woman.
Yo lo agradezco tener una buena esposa.
As he met this woman, he began to have a life that looked more hopeful. His life looked more hopeful. But he didn't know if he was ready to make the right decision. So it took this woman to help make those decisions for him. Because her love for him was not rooted in his behavior. Her love came from God.
Ese amor venía de Dios.
As God loved her,
y así como Dios la amó a ella,
she could love this very hard person.
Entonces ella podía amar a esta persona tan dura.
These two people I'm talking about,
de estas dos personas que les estoy hablando ahorita,
they're my parents.
Son mis padres.
My father had a very, very hard upbringing.
Mi padre tuvo un comienzo muy, muy, muy duro.
He had a childhood full of violence.
Tuvo una niñez.
And the decisions that he made led him to prison.
Y la nueva decisión de que él tomó lo llevaron a prisión.
But that's where my mom met him.
Pero eso, así fue como conocí a mi madre.
My mother met my father in prison.
Mi madre conoció a mi padre en prisión.
My mother was visiting her brother in prison.
Mi madre visitaba a su hermano en esa prisión.
And in the visitation room, they had caught each other's eye.
Y en esa visitación, dice, cruzaron miradas.
And that's when his life changed.
Entonces fue cuando sus vidas cambiaron.
As he started to make a relationship with this woman.
Cuando él comenzó a tener esta relación con esta mujer.
She wanted more for his life than he wanted for himself.
Ella deseaba más vida para él de lo que él mismo deseaba.
She decided that he had more of a hope and a future than he thought he had.
Ella miró que tenía más esperanza en el futuro que él mismo.
And so one day she decided to tell him, it's either me or it's the highway. It's either me or it's the door.
Okay, dice, entonces un día ella tuvo que decirle, o soy yo, o te tienes que ir.
And it took him a while to make the right decision.
Y le tuvo un rato para tomar la decisión correcta.
But he decided that that woman, my mother, was on the right track.
Y él decidió que esa mujer, mi madre, era la mujer correcta.
And so several years later,
y muchos años después,
as she now is praying for him,
así como ella orando por él,
just like his mother had been praying for him,
así como su madre estaba orando por él,
she would drag him to church.
Ella lo llevó a la iglesia.
At first he said, I'm never going to church with you.
Y lo primero que él dijo era, nunca voy a ir a la iglesia contigo.
Even though he had gotten out of prison and had changed his ways,
y aún cuando él salió de prisión y cambió sus modos,
he still didn't want to go to church.
Todavía no quería ir a la iglesia.
So my mother would bring me and my brother and sister and sit right there.
Y mi mamá nos traía a mi hermano y a mi hermana y a mí y nos sentaba ahí.
My mother sat in church alone with us many, many Sundays.
Y mi madre estuvo sentada con nosotros ahí muchos domingos en la iglesia.
But just like Jesus has never given up on you,
pero así como Jesús jamás se dio por vencido con nosotros,
my mother didn't give up on my father.
Mi madre nunca se dio por vencida con mi padre.
She would tell him every Sunday, you're coming to church with me.
Y él decía cada domingo, tienes que ir a la iglesia conmigo.
And one Sunday he said, okay, if you'll stop asking me, I'll go to church.
Un domingo él dijo, okay, voy a ir a la iglesia contigo.
So he got his dusty jacket out of the closet.
Entonces él sacó un saco todo polvoso del closet.
He put it on.
Se lo puso.
Old school.
Viejo. De los antiguos.
Burgundy, velvet. How do you know what's a velvet like?
Como un color como café oscuro.
He hadn't worn a jacket in a long time.
Dice que nunca, hacía mucho tiempo no usaba un saco.
But he said, if you'll stop asking me, I'll go to church.
Y le dice, si tú te detienes de pedirme, yo voy a ir a la iglesia.
And that Sunday,
y ese domingo,
one of the children, one of the pastor's children,
un hijo del pastor,
came and sang on the stage.
Y él vino al estrado.
And he sang a simple song.
Él cantó una canción simple.
He said, "Jesus loves me."
Él cantó, "Jesús me ama."
That was the first time that it made sense to my father.
Esa fue la primera vez que mi padre tuvo sentido en eso.
It finally made sense, all the prayers that his mother had done.
Entonces fue cuando todas las oraciones de su madre tomaron sentido.
All the prayers that my mother had done.
Y en todas las oraciones de mi madre tomaron sentido en ese momento.
It took one Sunday to finally change his life.
Solo tomó un domingo para que el Señor cambiara su vida.
It took one moment to change his mind.
Fue un momento para que cambiara su mente.
One day he gave up everything.
Un día él se rindió por completo.
He didn't want drugs.
No, ya no quería drogas.
He didn't want alcohol.
Ya no quería alcohol.
His language wasn't violence anymore.
Ya su lenguaje no era de violencia, nunca más.
His language became the language of our Father.
Y su lenguaje comenzó a ser el lenguaje de nuestro Padre.
Our Father in heaven speaks a different language.
Porque el Padre nuestro de los cielos explica que habla diferente del lenguaje.
I know that many people in here.
Yo conozco mucha gente por aquí.
May have had a similar start.
Que posible tienen un comienzo similar.
That you grew up in violence.
Que crecieron en violencia.
You grew up witnessing bad decisions.
Crecieron como testigos de decisiones malas.
Maybe there was alcohol or drugs involved.
Posible fue el alcohol o involucración en drogas.
But the truth of the matter is.
Pero la verdad que es importante.
And what I was able to learn from my father's story.
Y lo que puedo aprender de la historia de mi padre.
Is that it does not matter where you start.
Lo que he aprendido es que no importa de dónde comienzas.
It only matters where you finish.
Entonces, lo único importante es dónde terminas.
God is not, he's not through with you.
El Señor no ha terminado con ti.
The story is not over.
La historia no ha terminado aquí.
The story is not over for your husband.
La historia no ha terminado con tu esposo.
The story is not over for your sons.
No ha terminado la historia con tus hijos.
It's not over for your daughters.
No con tus hijas.
It's not over for your neighbors.
Todavía no ha terminado aún con tus vecinos.
The story is not finished.
La historia aún no ha terminado.
God has something different.
El Señor tiene algo diferente.
He wants us to be free.
Él quiere que seamos libres.
The Bible says that it's for freedom that we've been set free.
Dice que nosotros por esa libertad hemos sido libres.
Freedom is ours to enjoy.
La libertad es para disfrutarla.
When we're locked in a prison.
Cuando estamos encerrados en prisión.
Whether that prison is from the state, the government, or whether the prison is from us.
No importa si esa prisión es por el estado, un estado de Estados Unidos, o es por nosotros mismos.
It's the same.
Es lo mismo. Es
we're locked up.
Estamos atrapados.
We can't make decisions for ourselves.
No podemos hacer decisiones por nosotros mismos.
The world seems to take over.
El mundo quiere tomar todo.
And we see that the world is broken.
Y nosotros miramos que el mundo está quebrantado.
We know that there's violence in our neighborhoods.
Sabemos que hay violencia en nuestras comunidades.
There's violence in this country.
Hay violencia en este país.
There's violence in my country.
Hay violencia en nuestro país también.
This world is not perfect as it is.
Este mundo no es como debería ser.
But do you know that there is a perfect world that's been set up for us?
Pero ustedes saben que hay un mundo perfecto que ha sido hecho para nosotros.
The kingdom of heaven is ours.
El reino del cielo es de nosotros.
It doesn't matter who your earthly parents are.
No importa de qué lugar de la tierra son tus padres.
You and I,
tú y yo,
are sons and daughters of the King.
Somos hijos de Dios, el Rey.
We get the opportunity.
Nosotros podemos tomar la oportunidad.
To live not as servants, but as sons and daughters.
No como sirvientes, pero como hijos o hijas.
We don't have to do the dirty work.
No es necesario que hagamos el trabajo sucio.
We're not cleaning floors.
No limpiar pisos.
We get to go after hearts.
Nosotros tenemos que dar nuestro corazón.
When our heart is changed.
Cuando nuestro corazón cambia.
We have a responsibility.
Que tenemos responsabilidades.
Just like when we're brothers and sisters.
Así como con nuestros hermanos y hermanas.
We have responsibilities for our family.
También tenemos responsabilidades con nuestras familias.
We have responsibility for those who are still far from Jesus.
Tenemos la responsabilidad con las personas que están separadas de Dios.
We have a responsibility to change our language.
Nosotros tenemos nuestra responsabilidad de cambiar nuestro lenguaje.
We can no longer speak like slaves.
No vamos a seguir hablando como esclavos.
We can no longer speak like addicts, like we're addicted.
No vamos a seguir hablando como adictos.
We no longer speak in violence or in hatred.
No vamos a seguir hablando en odio ni en violencia.
Our new language has been given to us.
Nuevo lenguaje se nos ha dado a nosotros.
We need to speak with love.
Nosotros tenemos que hablar con amor.
We speak in hope.
Vamos a hablar en esperanza.
We speak with a future in mind.
Vamos a hablar con el futuro en mente.
It doesn't matter how we started.
No importa cómo comenzamos.
What matters is how we're going to finish.
Lo importante es cómo vamos a terminar.
The Bible says,
en la Biblia dice,
in Isaiah 61,
en Isaías 61,
it says, the Spirit of the Lord is on me. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me. The Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and to release from darkness the prisoners.
Okay. Vamos a leer en Isaías 61:1. Dice, el Espíritu de Jehová el Señor está sobre mí, porque me ungió Jehová, me ha enviado a predicar buenas nuevas a los abatidos, a vendar a los quebrantados de corazón, a publicar libertad a los cautivos y a los presos, apertura de la cárcel. Amén.
The good news. You want some good news?
Son buenas nuevas. ¿Ustedes quieren buenas nuevas?
Here's the good news.
Esas son buenas nuevas.
God already defeated the devil.
El Señor ya derrotó al enemigo.
Sin has been defeated. Alcoholism has been defeated. Depression has been defeated.
La depresión está derrotada.
Anxiety, nervousness has been defeated.
Ansiedad, el nerviosismo está derrotado.
We are no longer enslaved to those things.
No somos más esclavos de estas cosas.
We've been set free from those things.
Hemos sido libres de estas cosas.
And God has not set us up to lose this battle.
Y Él no nos ha hecho libres para perder esta batalla.
He's given us everything we need to survive.
Él nos ha dado todas las cosas que necesitamos para sobrevivir.
He wants us to live a life of abundance.
Él quiere que vivamos una vida en abundancia.
We need to start living like Him.
Nosotros tenemos que vivir igual como Él lo dice.
Tonight we have to start living like we're free.
Desde hoy vamos a vivir como dice la palabra, libres.
I walk around my neighborhood in New York.
Yo camino alrededor de mi vecindario de Nueva York.
And I see people walking around every single day.
Y yo miro gente caminando alrededor todos los días.
And they're not walking in freedom.
Y pero ellos no están caminando en libertad.
They're addicted to drugs.
Están adictos a drogas.
They're addicted to sex.
Están adictos al sexo.
They're addicted to so many things that this world is trying to offer.
Ellos están adictos a todas las cosas que este mundo ofrece.
I see it every single day.
Eso lo miro cada día.
I see death walking around every single day.
Yo miro muerto caminando alrededor cada día.
But those of us
pero esto,
who have been set free already
han sido libres,
are called to go and set the captives free.
Han sido llamados a liberar a los que están presos.
We're not meant to sit in rows like this every single day.
No estamos llamados a mantenernos encerrados en lugares de
cada día. We're meant to go and circle those who are far from God.
Hemos sido llamados a traer a los que han sido perdidos.
We're meant to go ambush what the devil is trying to steal.
Tenemos que liberarlos de la emboscada que les ha puesto el enemigo para robar.
Because there is an enemy.
Porque el enemigo,
he is real.
Él es real.
He is trying to kill, steal, and destroy us.
Él está preparado para matar, robar y destruir.
En la ceiba.
En la ceiba.
We have the honor and privilege.
Hemos tenido el honor y privilegio.
Of operating an eternity home.
De trabajar en el hogar materno.
Pastor Jorge and Yanet.
Jorge y Yanet.
Are our directors.
They are
an amazing service.
Ellos son sorprendentes, sirvientes.
They inspire me every single day.
Ellos me inspiran cada día.
3 years ago,
hace tres años,
the maternity home did not exist.
El hogar materno no existía.
It was just a grassy field.
Era un lugar montoso.
There was trash everywhere.
Había basura por todos lados.
The old stuff from the hospital was just thrown in the middle of the field.
Muchas cosas que ya no usaban en el hospital estaban tiradas ahí.
It took a lot of imagination to see something else other than that.
Se necesitaba mucha imaginación para ver algo más ahí.
It's the same imagination that sometimes we have to use. To see something more than an alcoholic stumbling down the street. Sometimes it takes an imagination to see my father get saved. Sometimes it takes imagination to see our neighbors change their ways. But God has given us that imagination. He's given us our heart to be able to care for others. And so one of the things that we do at the maternity home is that we care for mothers who are having the most difficult and most hard time of their life.
En el momento más difícil y duro de sus vidas.
They're fighting for the life of their child.
Ellas están luchando por la vida de sus recién nacidos.
Some of these mothers stay for 2 days or 26 days.
Algunas de estas madres están por 2 días o por casi un mes.
And every single hour,
y cada hora,
they're fighting for the life of their child.
Ellas están luchando por la vida de sus hijos.
It gets dark.
Se ve oscuro.
The doctors sometimes say that there's no chance for life.
Los doctores a veces dicen, no hay espacio para vida.
The doctors say unless they get this treatment or they go to this hospital, they're not going to make it. But good thing,
pero la buena cosa,
we have a good imagination.
Pero tenemos buena imaginación.
We have a good prayer life.
Tenemos una vida de oración.
We're sons and daughters of the Most High. And so we ask our Father in heaven to change those circumstances. And He doesn't change those circumstances for everyone. And we'll never know why that happens. But we have joy each and every time we see one of those babies go from death to life and leave in their mother's hands. I want to encourage you tonight that I want you to make a decision tonight. It's past time. You have good pastors here.
Tienen buenos pastores aquí.
How many of you have a good pastor?
¿Quiénes aquí tienen buenos pastores?
Let's hear it for your pastors.
Vamos a aplaudir para los pastores.
They are ready for you to take a step.
Ellos están listos para que ustedes den el siguiente paso.
The Holy Spirit has been talking to you.
El Espíritu Santo les ha estado hablando a ustedes.
Jesus has been chasing you.
Jesús ha estado persiguiéndole.
And although you may have already said a prayer to accept Him into your heart, you have not yet accepted the mission that He's given you. You're not going after the prisoners. You're not chasing after the darkness. You're not even disrupting the devil. And so tonight I want you to come up here and I want to pray for you to have the courage, to have the imagination, and to make a decision to continue to start this mission. Because there's a mission we have to complete here. There are people in this neighborhood. There's people in La Ceiba. There's people in Atlantida. In all of Honduras. That are living as prisoners.
Que están viviendo prisioneros.
They've not yet been set free.
Y no han podido ser libres.
And I want you,
y yo quiero que ustedes,
to come and make a decision tonight.
Vengan y tomen esa decisión esta noche.
To go after those prisoners. to chase after those who are brokenhearted,
para que cambien sus corazones,
to set them free.
Para que sean liberados.
You're not doing it alone.
No lo están haciendo solos.
You have the Holy Spirit in you.
Tienen el Espíritu Santo.
And that's what we're going to pray for tonight.
Y así que esta oración de esta noche,
is that the Holy Spirit would fill you,
es para que el Espíritu Santo les llene,
that He would prepare you,
que les prepare,
and that He will send you.
Y entonces, y que los envíe.
And after tonight,
y así que después de esta noche,
when you wake up in the morning,
cuando se levanten en la mañana,
and your feet hit the ground,
cuando sus pies toquen la tierra,
the devil's going to hear it.
El diablo va a escucharlo.
He's going to hear your footsteps.
Él va a escuchar tus pies en el suelo.
It's going to give him fear.
Él va a tener miedo.
He's going to start trembling.
Él se va a poner a temblar.
When those little feet,
cuando estos pequeños pies,
hit the ground,
toquen el suelo,
he's going to know it.
Él lo va a saber.
He's going to be worried.
Él se va a preocupar.
The devil's going to be scared of you.
Él va a estar asustado.
Because you've got something to do.
Porque tú tienes algo que
you hacer. Have work to do.
Tienes un trabajo que hacer.
Your pastors cannot do this work by themselves.
En tus pastores pueden hacer esto por ellos mismos.
I know Pastor Lorena and Pastor Alan.
Yo conozco al Pastor Lorena.
And I know how hard they work.
Yo sé que ellos son duros y buenos trabajadores.
I want them to come up here.
Yo quiero que vengan aquí.
We're going to pray for your pastors.
Vamos a orar por sus pastores.
And they're going to pray for you.
Vamos a orar por ustedes.
And we're going to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Y vamos a ser llenos del Espíritu.
And we're going to go set these captives free.
Vamos a liberar esos captivos.
I want you to come up here.
Quiero que vengan aquí.
It starts today.
Vengan ustedes aquí.
It doesn't matter how you started in life.
Vamos a comenzar hoy. No importa cómo que empezaron en su vida.
It matters how you finish.
Pero lo importante va a ser cómo terminamos.
My father,
mi padre,
who I told you a story about just a minute ago, his life changed in a moment.
Su vida cambió en un momento.
He gave his life completely and fully to the Lord. In a moment just like this,
en un momento como este,
he already believed in God. But in a moment, decided to live for God.
Él decidió vivir para Cristo.
Every decision he made was for God.
Él para
he changed his ways.
Él cambió sus modos.
He became an elder in the church.
Él
fue, my father started going on mission trips when I was just a baby.
Mi padre me llevó a viajar cuando estaba pequeño.
I got to see him go and serve. I got to see him go and set Catholics free. And because of my father's decision that day, I'm here in front of you, encouraging you, telling you that you can have the same thing, that tonight you can be different. You may have walked in here happy and content. And praise God for that. But that's not enough. You're not finished. You have to go and give your joy to someone else. You have to set these captives free. My father did not have a good start.
Hace 2 años.
I miss him every day.
Yo lo extraño cada día.
I miss seeing his smile.
Yo extraño ver su sonrisa.
I miss hearing his voice.
Extraño escuchar su voz.
I miss
thank you, Jesus.
Seeing him make a difference.
Thank you, Jesus.
Extraño ver cómo él hizo la diferencia.
In the lives of those around
him. Thank you, Jesus.
En la vida de los que estuvieron alrededor de
él. Always changing lives.
Estaba siempre cambiando vida.
He wouldn't let someone pass him without giving him a kind word or a smile.
Él no dejaba pasar a alguien sin darle la palabra o una sonrisa.
My dad didn't have many words usually.
Él no tenía muchas palabras usualmente.
But when he spoke up,
pero cuando él comenzaba a hablar,
it was powerful.
Era poderoso.
Because God changed his life.
Porque Dios cambió su vida.
God used his life.
Porque él usó su vida.
And up until the moment my father took his last breath, he was serving the Lord. He was working hard to tell others about Jesus and to not leave people in the slavery that he had grown up in, but to set them free. Let's pray.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Lord, we just come before you right now, Father.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I pray, Father God, that you bless us already. Bless us around. Father God, give us strength. I pray for wisdom, Father God.
Yes.
I pray for your Holy Spirit to fill them, Father God. That your Holy Spirit would give them a new feeling today, Father God. That your Holy Spirit would give them a new assignment today, Father God. That as you have spoken to them, Father God, I know that you've spoken to them in the quiet of their prayer time, and you've given them their assignment, Father God. As they are faithful to this house, I pray right now, Father God, that you would send people that are faithful to them. Send leaders to them. Send someone, Father God, that's going to walk alongside them. Send someone, Father, that's going to do the work with them. The work of setting the captives free, Father God. And as these two shepherds leave this place, Father God, I pray anointing over them, Father God. I pray a fresh blessing on them, Father God. I pray a blessing of finance, Father God. I pray a blessing of resources, Father God. I pray a blessing of workers, Father God.
Yes.
Because you said, Father God, that the fields are ready and that the workers are few. But these few workers we have, Father, are making a difference in this world. They're taking the storm. They're taking the gates of hell by storm. And as your word says, the gates of hell cannot prevail. We're breaking gates today, Father God. We're breaking off chains, Father God. We're breaking off slavery, Father God.
Thank you.
We do not have to be the way that we used to be.
Amen, amen.
We're going to be different from tonight.
Hallelujah.
We're going to be different today, Father God.
Thank you, Jesus, for these promises.
We're going to give our last breath to you, Father.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
From this point until you call us to heaven, Father, we're going to give every second, every minute, and every day to you, Father God. Right now, we're going to pray for this body. We're going to pray for this church. To have a new anointing.
Amen.
To have a fresh blessing.
Amen.
To understand your assignment, Father God.
Amen.
And that as these two leaders are filled with your spirit, they're going to lead this congregation into a new season of much fruit.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
The fruit is going to be overflowing.
Hallelujah.
Our baskets are going to be too heavy to contain the fruit that we're going to bear. Our storehouses here, Father God, are too small right now. This church is too small for the abundance that's coming. God is getting you ready to be prepared for more.
Yes, Lord.
This is not finished.
Yes, Lord.
You're not
hallelujah,
finished.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We're here with you right now.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Your church is here with you right now. Look, turn around.
Thank you,
turn
Jesus.
Around.
Thank you, Jesus.
See who's with you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Open
thank
your Jesus. Eyes and look at you. Church. 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 Look at your pastors. Open your eyes. Look at your pastors right now. They love you. They care for you. When you're heartbroken, they're heartbroken. When you don't have food at your table, when you don't have food, they're heartbroken.
corazón también se rompe.
They would give you the last that they had if they can. But there's going to be so much fruit in this church. We're not going to be worried about empty tables. We're not going to be worried about empty homes. We're going to be overflowing. You're going to have to buy more chairs. You're going to have more services. You're going to have to send these people out. You're going to have to give your chair away. You're going to have to give your chair away. Someone else is coming for your seat. And as you fill this room,
así como llena esta habitación,
the Holy Spirit can't be contained in this place. And so just the people even walking by tonight, the Holy Spirit is going to catch them. God is looking at each one of us.
Dios está viéndonos a cada uno.
He already saw us from a faraway place.
Él nos ha visto aún desde el lugar más lejano.
He didn't wait for us to get to his door.
Él no esperó que fuéramos nosotros a su puerta.
He came after each one of you.
Él vino hacia nosotros.
He came after you.
Él vino por nosotros.
He came and gave you your inheritance.
Él vino a darnos nuestra herencia.
And now it's our turn.
Y ahora es nuestro turno
to give that inheritance
para compartir el día.
To those who don't have it yet. There are people tonight who are going to drink.
Están bebiendo.
They're going to put drugs in their arms.
Drogas.
They're going to smell things
va a oler pintura.
Because they don't know what else to do.
Porque ellos no saben otra cosa que hacer.
But the Holy Spirit that resides in you is chasing after those people. And God's plan is for you to be the one to set them free. God's plan is for us to cut the chains and bring those people